From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour in Afghanistan, where the U.S.-led offensive in southern Helmand province entered its 10th day. And for a moment today, war took a backseat to politics, as Marines flew in the new Afghan governor of Marja, Haji Zahair, to meet with constituents. He is the first Afghan official to visit the area in 2 years, and he called on the people he met to reject the Taliban and join with the Afghan government. But NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson accompanied the governor on his way in, and she reports that it's going to take more than words to win over Marja's residents.
The Osprey lands on the edge of Marja in a cloud of dust. But this Marine aircraft isn't here for any military action. Its role today is more like that of Air Force One. On board is a well-to-do Afghan from Helmand province named Haji Zahir. Until recently, Zahir lived in Germany. He has a carefully groomed beard and wears a traditional Afghan tunic and prayer cap. He is a man on whom the American and Afghan governments are pinning very high hopes. He is the newly appointed governor of this one-time Taliban stronghold, where a joint U.S.-Afghan offensive is continuing. With the help of U.S. government advisors and hundreds of thousands of dollars in aid money, Zahid is being asked to bring reliable and honest governance here. He's to start even before the Marines and Afghan soldiers finish driving the militants out.
The intersection, then back down on the other side of the canal.
Okay.
Marine Brigadier General Larry Nicholson is the commander of the offensive. He has one word to describe the impact of Zahed's visit today to Marja.
Gigantic. I think showing the people here that they have a governor that's ready to come in, and he's in the lead. He's going to start administering work projects, day labor projects.
Zahid wastes no time getting to work. Amid the ruins of this farming town that came into being in the 1950s with American aid money and was destroyed in a special forces attack a year ago, he holds a shura, or council, with about 50 residents. He listens to their grievances. He acknowledges the 2-year deadline they give him to improve their lives. The governor pledges to visit them in their homes. He promises them he will not accept bribes to resolve disputes or conduct business. General Nicholson and Cale Weston, the top State Department representative in Helmand, watch quietly from some distance away.
And both of you are hanging back quite a bit. Why?
We've been doing this for a while, and we know that they don't want to see Americans too close to their people, and that's understandable.
If this is going to work here in Marja the way it's worked everywhere else, it's got to be Afghans in the lead.
And no American speeches today.
No American speeches.
After 2 hours, Zahed looks satisfied. He says he's got a good sense now of what he'll tackle first when he moves permanently to Marja in the coming days.
They will dry Zaha.
They want the road from Marja to the provincial capital to reopen. They want security, and they want their bazaar to reopen.
Some of the residents he's spoken to, on the other hand, are leery. They complain that the last time the government was in charge here 2 years ago, corrupt police officers terrorized residents. This tractor driver named Faqir Muhammad says the Taliban brought peace to Marja and generally didn't interfere in people's business. He adds residents were happy with them. By comparison, police officers in Marja stole people's motorcycles and cash and were involved in kidnapping. That's frustrating to Cale Weston of the State Department.
That's not fun to hear, given that there's a lot of American blood that's been spilled in the city in the last few days, but it's a reality check that our people, the Afghan government, need to hear, that they seem to have perceived the government as the biggest problem, not the Taliban, and that is hard to hear.
Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Helmand Province.